additional $100 that I think we owe for your campsite.
I'm good.
And if not, then you decide in the pleas of board, and you send me an email, let me know different, and I need to go.
Well, real quick, I want to say, you know, you got mad because when I found out that we didn't have the insurance. Well, I can't just do what's best for you. I have to do what's best for the whole association. I have to protect it. So maybe it took me 2 months, but I'm a volunteer. I don't just sit around waiting for you guys to tell me to do something. I have a life, I have a business, you know, and if I didn't get to it that day, I'm sorry. But you know what? I have to do what's best for the association, and I hope you respect that. You know, and if you had to pay the insurance, well, that's, you know, if you put yourself in someone else's shoes, would you let someone else have their thing here and then got hurt? You'd been down my ass big time. And, you know, so I did what had to be done. And the insurance was, it is what it is, and we didn't know this before. We've never had anyone wanting to have a big thing here.
I agree. Well, I do thank you for sending that to me, because it shouldn't have taken 2 months.
Well, like I said, I'm a volunteer.
So will you accept this? I've been a volunteer for many years, trust me. Well, will you accept this $100 or not?
I'm good with it.
I'm fine with that.
And I think that we understand that we need to make it very clear.
And then we'll clarify everything, and then we won't have this problem.
Not just for myself, but I think
I agree.
For the guests here that are from their property owners. This is supposed to be for everyone to enjoy, not to make money on it.
But we're not making money on it.
Which we were.
Jim, I wanted to say, I'm glad you did that, because my focus is for Wildwood too. And I would have done the same thing and checked with the insurance company, because that was an odd thing.
Exactly.
We know, I had no problem with that. And I did call the insurance man too about that. And it's, so everybody knows, like you guys sent the email, you know, for like weddings or graduations, something out of the ordinary. But if somebody here wants to have a party and have, I'll be honest, have fish fry, 53 people, you can do that. You don't need a special permit. But when it comes to stuff like that, I think it's very wise to do that, to have a special fee to cover us, because I don't want that special assessment on Wildwood.
No, exactly. That's why I did it. Should I have gotten done faster? Yes, but I'm, you know what? Fire me. I'm a volunteer.
I'm not firing you. I want to know what you thought about my letter. You can all think about it and email back to me.
It's fine.
And if you need a copy of this, I'm more than happy. But again, I'm sure you all received this particular email, correct?
Yeah.
And Jim, I want you to know that I have addressed that with Steve.
I have myself personally.
Have you addressed him about this particular email that you received?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
And I will tell you that I have addressed that with Steve. And I understand that there is an ongoing relationship issue between the two of you that has been going on for a long time. So, what has happened is the challenges that the two of you have had to get along, or whatever is the conflict between the two of you, has become a board issue. I have addressed that with Steve.
My question is why do we still keep addressing the issue in whatever words you want to use for the caretaker, and yet it goes on. It goes on. They don't have any more face-to-face.
I never talked to Steve.
But we hear things from other people that the caretaker has said about us. Why? Why do we keep an employee like that? I'm not talking about doing anything else, but there comes a point when you say enough is enough. He needs to be disciplined, and I don't know how.
Okay, let me ask you this.
What would you like to discipline?
I would like to see the letter of discipline, and I want a copy of it. I want a copy of it, so that I have it if I need to take further action.
Unfortunately, it's a confidential thing between an employer and an employee.
He's a board member.
I would like a copy of that disciplinary addressing him in this. I have the right to ask for that and see that.
Okay, but I will talk with our attorney on what exactly we can share of his employee file.
And then we may have to get to the point where we need to talk to an attorney.
And I just want to
know.
We're going to talk with the Wildwood to make sure, as far as legal law, we are sharing an employee file with the board. And what is our responsibility? We have never had this come up again. We have not.
I don't want this to come up again. I hate addressing this.
But you know what, Jim?
Here's what.
Here's what happens, okay, and what has happened.
Okay.
Is, okay, you and Steve don't have any face-to-face issues anymore, but in roundabout ways, things happen.
Like what?
What does that mean?
That we need to address.
We never talk about Steve and the caretaker. Between both the two parties. Because they did have a face-to-face quote apology.
But they never resolved it.
Okay, but just saying, you just lied. You said you haven't had a face-to-face one. When I asked you why on the firehouse thing, you couldn't go to the door. And then two nights later, you go to the door and wake him up at 10:30 at night to tell him there's a fire down.
And you know why I did that? Because the chief told me to do that.
But you're a fireman and a board member, and you could have very easily stepped in.
I did not approach him as a board member. I approached him as a fireman, because I'm supposed to do what my chief tells me to.
Okay, and the fire department has nothing to do with your chief?
What was that?
The fire department has nothing to do with the chief. The firehouse business, you said you couldn't go to the door. But then a couple nights later, you go to the door.
I went to the door because the chief told me to go to the door.
But the water.
Why couldn't you have done it on the wall?
The water issue.
The water issue. Why wasn't that just resolved?
Instead of bringing everybody into this drama.
The email said that Steve hadn't done his job about doing that.
The
perception was that there was something that had to be done.
Something has to be done because the thing was flooded. And that's why I wrote email. We had, Pat and I had put a piece of pipe out there. Wait, I addressed this already. And there was supposed to be some riprap. It's very possible, I stated, erosion.
But he didn't do that. Steve did do that.
All right.
But your perception in your email said that he didn't.
Because no one told him.
All I'm asking is that erosion probably filled that riprap in, and it needed to be cleaned. That's all it was. That's all it was. Clean it up. Because I have to clean that thing.
You know, here's the other thing, Jim, and I addressed the email to you, and I'm going to say that I thought in March, when I took the time to help you understand the board portal,
yes, you did. I appreciate that.
That your issues that you had with me was water under the bridge, and we have gotten over things. But yet you're continuing to see when asked me why Jim got paid for a flipping sign. What? Why?
If you read my email, I stated you told me to ask questions. All I'm doing is what you told me to do. And you're condemning me.
Why haven't you asked questions about other things that are obviously more clear and we've spent more money on?
Again, I'm new to it, and I see that's all I want to know, what it was for.
You don't need to raise your voice.
I apologize. That's right. Cindy did mention that about my voice. Cindy, I did. If you took that the wrong way, Cindy, I apologize.
I took it that way.
But everybody is different. Everybody knows I'm different, you're different, you're different. You have to learn to accept that, you know? And that's all I was doing is asking, and then it stated in the email, I'm only doing what you told me. I just had a question. You answered my question, and that was it, and I appreciate it.
But why don't you send it just to me instead of the whole board? If you have a question about something.
I wasn't questioning you. Well, that's the whole thing. I wasn't questioning you. I was questioning the fee for what we spent the money on. If you were to answer it, it would have been fine for me. It wasn't addressing you.
But you know what, Jim? It's not how you're saying it or what you're saying. It's the perception that you're on the attack all the time of us, of what we're supposed to be doing. And I thought I threw out the olive branch, and I wanted to go away. I took my time to help you, and you know what? I'm going to walk away today, and if you call me and ask for help, I'm still going to help you. I have no hard feelings.
And I appreciate that, and I thank you for that. You've done a great job. Don't get me wrong. Don't condemn me again for just doing what you told me to, because I'm new. You've been here so long, you know the ins and outs and the process, and the process that goes here. I don't. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but send me a question directly if it
involves. If you want me to, I will.
And if it involves the whole.
But I feel I don't want it. If you want me to do that, I will do that.
If you have a question, okay. If you need help, then address me directly.
And I do need help, and I will do that from now on.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Just move to adjourn. I second.
Thank you.
Okay. So, do you still have the Marcus issue? That's not really. I mean, the fishing should have been suspended.